sign up for this show.
Yeah, no problem. So my name is Shi Hengyi. I am currently one of the masters who is teaching here in the Shaolin Temple Europe. And the goal of our organization, let's say, is to bring the knowledge, the ancient knowledge that we inherit from 1,500 years of practice, to bring this a little bit more to this modern way of living. Because we think that there's quite a lot of different methods that can benefit the people in various fields, and just by looking out right now into the world, I think it's necessary. What is hindering someone to get answers or to get to the methods? I think it is the lack of time that you are spending in investigating yourself. Yeah, meaning too many things nowadays are outsourced.
I hope you're enjoying this episode with Master Shi Hengyi.
Today's episode, as always, was made possible by our sponsors, Huel. Find out more with the link down below.
You are outsourcing maybe your happiness to outside circumstances. You are outsourcing your health to outside circumstances. Yeah, so you are outsourcing a lot of things where we think, yeah, but they should belong into your hands. I cannot imagine somebody, this powerful nature, this force of the universe, is putting you as a human being on this earth incomplete. Meaning, incomplete to deal with the challenges that this world is going to offend you with. It is now not the journey where you travel outwards, it is the journey where you are traveling inwards. And instead of things becoming more big, you watch inwards, things becoming more fine, you become more refined. Then at the same time, you also know if you do not want to waste energy, you try to reduce, for example, the amount of linear behavior, linear movement that you are doing in this lifetime. Meaning you investigate something that ultimately anyway comes to a hard stop. Yeah, but what does this hard stop mean? Yeah, it means that all the energy that you have invested in on one point is just going to vanish. Yeah, but this is kind of pointless. So what is it that you can then do? Transform. That's why we call it transformation is something really important. Because transformation only means it maybe doesn't look like the initial investment of your energy. It is because this energy is able to take different forms and different shapes. But it's still the same investment from your lifetime that you gave into this life. Right now, we have 8 billion people in this world. Everybody has his own ideas and his own expectations, maybe. How he sees himself and what he would like to do with himself during this lifetime. So that means we have 8 billion different ideas. But why should this life care about an individual's expectation about life? And now we're not just having one, we're having 8 billion individual expectations about life. Now just imagine you are working on a project, no matter what type of project that is. You invest a lot of effort, a lot of time, and a lot of energy into this project. But no matter how hard you try, you are not succeeding somehow. Even so, you watch around, other people make similar projects, but they invest way less energy than you do. But they are succeeding. Maybe this universe doesn't want you to succeed in exactly this project. The universe wants you to succeed, but not in that project. And the universe wants you to be in a partnership and to be and to have someone next to your side that you are deserving, but not that person. So maybe it's not that this person is you are not deserving her or him. Maybe the universe is just thinking you deserve someone better. You don't deserve to succeed in this project. Why? Because it's too small for you. Don't waste your time with that small one. The universe has bigger plans with you. So spend your time, listen to what sometimes the universe wants to give you. And that means, this is how I see, how I like sometimes feel inside. And it's one of the reasons why I meditate. One of the reasons why I sit down and I'm quiet, because I need to listen sometimes, no matter how strange it sounds. Listen to what? Listen to what the next steps are that I should be taking. If you invest a lot of your own effort, your own willpower, your own energy, your own work into something, but it's not your, sometimes we call it karma, or it's not your destiny, then it doesn't matter what you want. You're not going to succeed. If you want to contribute something to this earth, to this world, I think the challenge is to bring something from this imaginary world that only one person has, to make it start and take form, that this idea starts to shape. Because only when it takes a form, only when it starts to shape, then it enters into the world where more people now can touch it, can see it, can feel it. So it's always about an idea which has no form yet. You need to spend time with yourself. If you have the feeling too much of my awareness is being driven outwards, number one is, in order for you to create balance, meaning to get into a harmonic state, you need to first of all find the counterpart of what actually right now is missing in your lifetime. If you spend too much time taking care of your family, taking care of your friends, taking care of your company, taking care of this and that, it's an important thing to take care of people and things around you. But it's as also as important as taking care about yourself. Because when you're dead, well, who will take care of the rest? Yeah. That's not going to work. And at the same time, once you have fixed everything that you feel for yourself is an issue and was hindering you, when you are able to fix this first of all for yourself, you will become a much, much greater rock where people are able to hold on to than when you are someone who still hasn't been able to fix your own difficulties in lifetime and problems. With the thoughts, you would change this world in the way how you imagine this world should be. Yeah, how do you want this life to be? Pleasant. Finished. Pleasant.
If you lead a busy life like me and millions of other people around the world, you might be struggling to get your nutrition in. That's where this stuff comes in, absolutely clutch. If health was easy, everyone would be doing it. But it sure make it that easy. You scoop, you shake, and you go, and you get 26 vitamins and minerals, and every single ingredient inside this and all of Huel's other products has been expertly tested by their team to make sure you're getting exactly what you need. And if I'm really in a pinch for time, I'll grab their ready to drink, which has 35 grams of protein, 26 vitamins and minerals, and tastes delicious. Don't just take my word for it though. People like Idris Elba, Diver CEO Stephen Bartlett, And Hardest Geezer, who ran the entire length of Africa, use this as part of their daily routine. So if you want to find out more, go to the link down below. You can get exclusive offers, like if you sign up to their subscription service, you get 10% off all future orders. And if it's your first time ordering, you get a free shaker and t-shirt. It's also now available in major retailers in the UK and the US. What are you waiting for? Go get it.
The new year is approaching, and as always, Mulligan Brothers is doing its 2025 sale. So if you put the code in on the website, you can get buy one, get one free across the whole range, including the Not A Journal and the Memento Mori poster. An interactive poster that you fill in every single week, and it shows you how much life you've lived and potentially how much you've got left. Then somewhere along there is a square that will be my last square. It might have even been the square that I filled in last week, and I promise you, that fills you with the most motivation to make your life mean something and live with purpose. And the Not A Journal is a journal for just getting stuff done. I know so many of you have loved it, and that's why we've included it in the buy one, get one free with the link below. While stocks last, once all the journals are gone, that is it, guys. As always, each year we do sell out, so make sure you get your orders in very quick. By purchasing something from the website, you're helping support us going into 2025 to be able to make even more incredible documentaries.